GOP Rep. Cummer, D.C. statehood vote about creating two new Democrat seats. By Trent Baker on April 19, 2021. Monday on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, Representative James Cummer, RKY, railed against providing Washington, D.C. statehood. The House this week will vote on whether to Washington, D.C. a state. Cummer said the vote is a Democrat political power grab to create two new Democrat Senate seats. He warned the power shift would allow Democrats to end the filibuster and pass liberal progressive legislation. They shouldn't be a state because our founding fathers made it clear they wanted the capital city to be independent of any states, Cummer advised. Washington, D.C. is the best represented city in America in Congress. Each member of Congress spends half their year in Washington, D.C. If Washington, D.C. needs something, then the members of Congress will make sure of it. Plus, the 23rd Amendment gives Washington, D.C. 3 electoral college votes in the presidential election. So, pound for pound, Washington, D.C. has more input than any major city in America on presidential elections. He added, "This vote this week on making Washington, D.C. the 51st state is about one thing, creating two new Democrat Senate seats. That's all. We can argue the merits. I can give you dozens of reasons why it's a bad idea. But at the end of the day, it's about a Democrat political power grab to create two new Democrat Senate seats so they can end the filibuster and they can pass all the liberal progressive legislation that Nancy Pelosi is forcing down the throats of the Democrats in the House. So, I'm going to do everything in my power to be against this bill. And I think every Republican in the House and Senate will vote against D.C. statehood." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.